I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street once covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged, and I've become a voice for investment clients and a voice for the good investment advisors. Please subscribe to my podcast. Become a patron. How do local law enforcement keep missing the scamming? Simple. Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, keep telling cops lies and fibs. I figured this out. I helped build the first crime analysis lab on a college campus on the continent. I walk around and I learn everyone's jobs and mentally Rubik cube the data, crunch the data to present it so the cops and others, including the Supreme Court of the United States, understand a little mind-stretching at a time. But I love puzzle-solving. I'm good at it after the crime has happened. Took play. Shining a little light, the Federal Bureau of Investigation says the Karpov's 800-plus millions was built on a scam involving solar panels. The Federal Bureau of Investigation's goal is to get hundreds of millions of dollars for Uncle Sam. Nothing said about Warren Buffett's millions. FBI special agents responded, coordinated their raid with the IRS and other agencies as a team, with each agent pre-assigned in their roles, which include collecting from the premises cars, computers, cell phones, computer servers, hard copy files containing corporate books and records, investment agreements, lease agreements, vendor agreements, communications with investors and customers, and invoices for insurance and utility provider, assets seized from 64 foreign and domestic bank accounts, along with a hoard of properties and jewelry, season's tickets for the yet-to-be-formed Las Vegas Raiders NFL team worth $782,949, over 30 properties scattered throughout California and Nevada, a stash of jewelry including a 3-prong diamond necklace and a Ballon Bleu de Cartier watch, and more than $50 million in bank accounts. And more. The Federal Bureau of Investigation review of bank records, company documents, interviews with former employees and bank officials showed the Karpov scheme worked for 7-plus years, bringing in big bucks the Karpovs used to buy at least 90 vehicles, ranging from classic Plymouths and Chevrolets to luxury European cars. In the matter of Don Bennett, the SEC asked me to be their whistleblower on, Bennett spent money on a few cars. Bennett went to town spending money on fake Near East Indian priests, and spells Bennett sought to cast on the Securities and Exchange Commission lawyers and on FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority lawyers, hence earning Bennett her nickname, Hoodoo Investment Advisors. FBI Special Agent Keith Custer's photo of hoodoo spells frozen in Bennett's apartment freezer must remain classic of strange things agents find in a raid. Although I am sure there are others even stranger. In fact, Sam the Brown Bear stands loud and proud at FBI headquarters lobby. Within a day, the FBI caught the Karpovs diverting assets, $5 million from an investment fund to a newly created account the FBI investigators caught on to. People the Federal Bureau of Investigation arrests do that. Dumb things. The United States government presented in court in the pre-trial Don Bennett hearings a recording of Bennett in jail telling John Corey to get more money to make more calls. The Karpov adult children's signatories were signatories along with their parents for many of these bank accounts. FBI Special Agent Phillips gave greater details of the Karpov scam. The Karpovs are Jeffrey and Paulette. There is usually a face of the scam. Jeff and Paulette Karpovs share responsibilities. FBI Agent Phillips said the husband, Jeff, was the face of the husband and wife team scam. The husband sought investors, assuring investors of tax credits of up to 30% of the total investment, an ability to deduct depreciation of the generators during a five-year period. Don Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, was the public face of her scam company, using a honeypot photo intended to draw victims into posed, poised, and preened to appear perfect. Bennett did the meeting, and then Bennett's associates stepped in. Kids do follow their parents into business, career choices like doctor, lawyer, artist. Did you know Bernard Madoff learned Madoff's trade at his parents' table? The Securities and Exchange Commission did. The National Association of Securities Dealers did too. Madoff did go into his parents' business 50 years ago. As for comments, the Federal Bureau of Investigation gives a standard line of no comment. Karpov's lawyer, Armando Gomez of Skadden, Arp, Slate, Meager, and Flom, said the raids appear to be a result of an ongoing tax dispute. Gomez said, injecting patriotism into the equation, believe in our country and all that it stands for. Gomez clearly does not understand FBI raids. The IRS typically finds out about these things after the FBI trips across a tip, or as in the college scandal, the Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin college scandal, someone in an unrelated matter seeking to mitigate their time in the slammer offers to trade a tip for time less. Karpovs had filed a U.S. tax court petition in 2017. And having faith in the system post the infamous Celinda scandal, tethering the Karpovs scandal to first responders doesn't make the Karpovs problem any lesser. Karpovs lawyer, Gomez, had read the Karpov family statement, grateful for the support of their friends and family and trust in this system to resolve this matter in a fair and just manner at the earliest opportunity so that they continue to grow their business, which brings clean, reliable, renewable power to first responders and others whenever and wherever needed. Until that time, they have no further comment on this matter. DC Solar Solutions said DC Solar Solutions purports to be a California-based company that designs, manufactures, and leases renewable energy products to serve off-the-grid needs of a broad, diverse marketplace while providing investors with access to the renewable energy asset class. There is that word, investors. It's the Securities and Exchange Commission's leg on board, step-in word, investors. Except Congress never authorized the Securities and Exchange Commission to engage with investors or investment advisors at that. Just securities broker-dealer firms only. DC Solar Solution was not a securities broker-dealer firm, nor was DC Solar Solution filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission as a fund. So why did the Securities and Exchange Commission step in unless it was for a money grab and covering crimes up? Besides, Ponzi scams go to law enforcement, to cops. DC Solar Solutions filed for bankruptcy soon after the FBI raid. There is no press release for the Karpoffs coming up under a search for Karpoff on the United States Attorney's Office, Eastern District of California. There is no press release for the Karpoffs coming up under a search for Solar on the United States Attorney's Office, Eastern District of California. The Karpoffs filed Chapter 11 in Nevada. The Karpoffs listed NASCAR-related debts and more. DC Solar Solutions owes CGR $4.3 million. Other NASCAR entities DC Solar Solutions owes money to: International Speedway Corporation, $1,025,000. Kansas Speedway, $750,000. ISM Raceway, $750,000. Richmond Raceway, $750,000. Talladega Super Speedway, $750,000 too. U.S. Attorney McGregor Scott in the Eastern District of California said Karpoff's company, DC Solar Solutions, funded themselves making promises like favorable tax consequences and by exaggerating popularity of DC Solar Solutions' product. Jeff Karpoff and his wife Paulette agreed to step away from DC Solar Solutions day-to-day to use the services of Freeman, a professional restructuring advisor, to lead DC Solar Solutions through the restructuring. Seth Freeman, proposed restructuring officer for Ganassi Raceway, says the company is unaware of the genesis of the government seizure. United States Department of Justice Assistant United States Trustee Timothy LaFredi and others have objected to Glass-Ratner Advisory and Capital Group and its restructuring officer Seth Freeman, saying they had ties to DC Solar Solutions or its owners are not disinterested parties, that an employee was the victim of fraudulent inducement and had reported discovery of a fraudulent financial scheme. Seth Freeman says that DC Solar Solutions Council had been told by the Department of Justice that the seizures related to alleged investment fraud and that the government had seized the assets in order to prevent them from being dissipated and to compensate any victims of the alleged fraud. I did a second read. Freeman also said the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission issued subpoenas to DC Solar Solutions, DC Solar Distribution, and certain other parties. But of course the Securities and Exchange Commission had its finger in this pot, stirring this pot as the Securities and Exchange Commission did with Don Bennett's crimes, with Rick Singer's crimes, and countless other crimes I will get to the bottom of. I knew again when I saw law firms hustling victims online. The Securities and Exchange Commission is a regulatory agency. All bark, no bite. The Securities and Exchange Commission is neutered like a dog with the dog's balls cut off. The Securities and Exchange Commission has no law enforcement authority. The Securities and Exchange Commission says the SEC has enforcement authority. Enforcement is limited to what Congress put in writing the Securities and Exchange Commission must do. Follow laws Congress writes. Congress never said the Securities and Exchange Commission can by itself, call itself, cops, play cops. The Securities and Exchange Commission cannot. The Securities and Exchange Commission can, and according to laws Congress wrote in the acts, the Securities and Exchange Commission must call cops. So this is how it happens, how things go down. Seth Freeman, in charge of DC Solar Solutions debt restructuring, said DC Solar Solutions filed 2 bankruptcy cases for DC Solar Solutions and DC Solar Distributions in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Nevada. DC Solar Solutions is headquartered in Benicia, California. I am curious if anybody checked into Delaware, the other hideaway state. Seth Freeman, in charge of DC Solar Solutions debt restructuring, said DC Solar Solution is finalizing debtor-in-possession financing and began bankruptcy cases in order to reopen its business operations. The Federal Bureau of Investigations works for the United States government. The FBI can only go after what their boss Uncle Sam says to. The Federal Bureau of Investigation are told by the U.S. attorneys what to do, what the case is all about, and the U.S. attorneys get their information from their client, in this case, the Securities and Exchange Commission. Because someone used the word investors, except here we go again, like a dog chasing its tail, the Securities and Exchange Commission has no engagement with investors. In the matter of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, the Federal Bureau of Investigation worked for the Maryland U.S. attorney, who worked, so to speak, for the Securities and Exchange Commission, who in the case of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor, the Securities and Exchange Commission with intent gave factually incorrect information to the Maryland U.S. attorney at the time much maligned Rod Rosenstein was running the agency. Rosenstein was since replaced by Maryland U.S. Attorney Robert Herr, except the case was not a Maryland case. The case was a District of Columbia case, the U.S. attorneys taking the words of the Securities and Exchange Commission and FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, brought to Maryland, not to the District of Columbia. Why? Well, the cartel FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, holds influence there. FINRA is headquartered in Rockville, Maryland, while D.C. just had a Trump appointee, Jesse Liu, moved into D.C.'s U.S. attorney top spot. Greenbelt Maryland Federal Judge Polizzini made it abundantly clear the U.S. attorneys arguing in Maryland had to make the case fit her jurisdiction. Easily enough done with this whistleblower hovering over shoulders, one document at a time. One document at a time. California Federal Bureau of Investigation Special Agent Christopher Phillips said in Special Agent Phillips' declaration filed in Sacramento, California, bank and title records reflect the breadth of the couple's spending sprees that started in 2011 after the investor dollars began pouring in. California Special Agent Christopher Phillips said in Phillips' third-party filed affidavit, he recognized the flow of investor money from a company that manufactures mobile solar generators to a firm responsible for leasing those units to a third party. The money then was invested to investment funds, letting Karpov and others conceal the absence of third-party leases. Shades of OPM, other people's money, and IBM back in the 1980s. The Federal Bureau of Investigation declaration says the total amount of money through transactions, as well as money from financial institutions provided to DC Solar Inc. was approximately $810+ million. Knowing how this works, the valuation works when the Securities and Exchange Commission gets itself involved. Don't believe the numbers. In the Don Bennett matter, one victim alone claims a $17.6 million stolen. More, Peter Phillips said in a nose-to-nose conversation. Peter Phillips is a business partner to former Secretary Tom Ridge. Ridge and Phillips partner in a cybersecurity firm. The Securities and Exchange Commission Administrative Law Judge Court fined Don Bennett $4.4 million, even though the Supreme Court of the United States says these Securities and Exchange Commission Administrative Law Judge Courts are not doing the right thing. More correctly, the Securities and Exchange Commission was running their own side game I exposed. Knowing what I know, what I can guess, can speculate a bigger partner behind what DC Solar Solutions was doing, did, does. Western International Securities broker dealer firm was behind Don Bennett's crimes. J.P. Morgan moved money for Western International Securities and Don Bennett. J.P. Morgan was not held accountable by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Western International Securities was not held accountable by the Securities and Exchange Commission, nor would they be. JPMCC and Western International Securities broker-dealer firms are under oversight of the Securities and Exchange Commission, operating its own code policies not at all approved by Congress. So be good, be back, please subscribe, become a Patreon, please visit our websites www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics forefront conversation where it will be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of. Off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.